So why did you leave? But the Muslim and the Muslim, the Lord, and the Lord, so they came to the Lord of Allah. Although the Prophet said, it is not permissible for you. But he said to them that Banu al-Muttalib, Banu al-Muttalib, Banu al-Muttalib, they are what? Shaykhul Wahid, they are one. They are what? One. Not because in Jahiliyyati was Islam. During the Jahiliyyah was during Islam. That is the king of the watch. And that's why I'm giving them, and I'm not giving to you because they are not part of me. That is what is the watch. They are essentially because of the support I gave to the message of the deen. Because of the support I gave to the message of the deen. Now, does this mean that Banu Muttalib cannot take zakat? Scholars agree on this. Some say, if they can take from the homes they want to eat, that means they will be denying zakat, just like the family of the Prophet of Allah, we deny. Just as what Banu Hashim cannot take from zakat, that means Banu Muttalib cannot also take from zakat. Obviously, that is the candidate from zakat. Please don't let us confuse the difference between Abd al-Muttalib and what? Al-Muttalib. Al-Muttalib is the son of Abd al-Manaf. But Abd al-Muttalib is the son of Hashim, the son of Abd al-Manaf. Hashim, the son of Abd al-Manaf, gave birth to the son of Abd al-Muttalib. His name originally was al-Shayba, but we call him Abd al-Muttalib. Assigned it to Muttalib. So, Muttalib, the family of Muttalib, they are not entitled to Zakat because they are not from what? The lineage of the Hashim. So, they are entitled to Zakat because they are not in the life of Hashim. So, those who are in the lineage of Hashim, they are those who are not entitled to Zakat. But if not, are given them from the homes. Can we infer from that that they are no more entitled to zakat? Is that clear? It doesn't mean from the water and Banu Hashim they are not entitled to zakat. They are only entitled to homes. Now the Prophet is giving Banu and Muttalib from the homes or feast of the duties of the world. Does that mean that since they are given this, they should be denied this? Scholars say, yes, that is what we. Because you can eat your cake and watch. And you see, you have gotten this, you will deny it. So, no, that is just a compensation for what they give to the Prophet of Allah and the message in Jahiliyyah, likewise in Islam. Obviously. So, Wallahu A'lam, the more correct opinion of Wallahu A'lam is that they are intended to zakat. So, and they are also entitled to the homes after all the work of Allah gives them. But don't forget to say that, okay, in the absence of these homes, that is no more wars, our wars are not being forced as the Muslims of their wishes of war, we say, scholars now disagree that the limits of the work of Allah is family, there are no action, can they say, from the zakat. Despite the fact that what they have in one of the hadith that says what is not permissible for them. And we have the part that says what in the Quran for about this Quran is the one that came on the hand of the Mahdi. We therefore have to agree on this. That's what Allah said, yes, they can take. And that is the position of the Imam Jamia. Because they are denying this right, despite the fact that what they are for Quran. Oh Allah, I am on this. The majority's opinion seems to be the more correct opinion. Why? Because they are prevented from what? Being Amiru Aliya. They are prevented from being Amiru. And I was not quite Amiru Aliya. Collect zakat, it will take from it. So, if they are prevented from being Amiru Aliya, that means if they have a Kufara as well, they cannot be from it. So this Wallahu A'lam makes the position of the majority to be the more for his convenience. وعن ابي عمر ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث رجلا على طبقه من بني مخزوم فقال لابي عمر اسحبني فانك تصيب منها قال حتى اتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فاساله فاتاه فساله فقال مولى الكون من انفسهم وانا لا تحل لنا الصدقه رواه احمد وصلاته وابن حضينة وابن حبان from الراضي في الكسبي of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم الراضي was a slave of العباس the uncle of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was he gave الراضي to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave الراضي to the Prophet, the Al-Abbas gave Abu Rasul to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask his slave. Indeed, for the Prophet Allah sallam has his slave for some time. For the Prophet Allah sallam set him free when he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him the glad tidings of the Islam of Al-Abbas. That is the former master. He came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to inform the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the Islam of the former master, who is Al-Abbas. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy about the Islam of Al-Abbas. So the essence of what he has to say to you, Abu Rasul, that you are now a Christian, and that's why he called him Mola. So when the Arab says somebody is Mola, but if you learn Mula of so and so person, of so and so tribe, that means it's a free slave in their midst. Because a slave before or later, it became a free slave. I'm not to say Mula, this is a word that can refer to a opposite as well. Mula can also be watched by master. So if a master says Mulaya, that is watch, my slave, a free slave. And if the priest is sent to somebody for Ulaya, that means my master. So it's a word that can be used. That actually we have the meaning and what is opposite. How this is correct. So and when it is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Ulaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers everything. It's an absolute Ulaya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Mawla, is our master. So the person with us watch is not like our own, it's not like our own wilaya. So our Rasul said, and the Nabiya from Allah wa sallam ba'ata rajulan ala sadaqa. The Prophet of Allah sallam sent the man to collect sadaqa. The man is from the tribe of Banu Makhzum. Banu Makhzum, that's another tribe from the Quraysh. So this man was sent as Amiru by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to Abu Rasul, this man now said to Abu Rasul, it helped me. He said, accompany me. Accompany me. For instance, I can see Murinha. If they accompany me to test this zakat from people to see Murinha, you also get part of God, part of this. All Abu Rasul responded, Hatta Akhir Nabiya, let me go to the Prophet first. For Allah, so that I can ask him if I can accompany him. For Allah, for Allah, he came to the Messenger of Allah from Allah and he asked him for Allah. And the Prophet of Allah said, Mawla al-Qawmi anfusihim. Mawla al-Qawmi min anfusihim. The Mawla, the three of a people, is part and parcel of them. وَإِنَّ لَا تَحْرِيُّ لَنَا صَدَقَ And as for us, whoever is Lord, for the people for us. And in the Mawla, the three of a people belongs to them. That means Father, pray for too much, permissible, it's not permissible for you. That is, you can go. You can be an army later. You cannot go and collect zakat. So, the part of doing this for me, not to get off my feet, it's also not permissible for the slave, the free slave of the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to collect zakat. Just as it's not permissible for the Prophet of Allah and his family to collect, so it's also not permissible for the Christians to also collect. This is what Hadith is telling us. Then we also benefit from the Hadith that it is good, the conclusion of the Quran, they will try to make inquiry about something. They ask the Quran before they do a lot of things. They don't have to think anyhow. Online, they have wrong people that watch, accomplish that man to collect that kind of watch. It is not to fall into acts of sinfulness. So let me ask, fine, I'm in need of money, I want to also get money. But don't let me go to those things that watch with implications before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or things that will make me sinful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking about it, and he answered that the God is a source that is not only good for him to participate in that. So if he had gone with the man, they wouldn't have known this way. And perhaps would have made a meeting for where was the man. And this is the way the Salaf of Salih, they will do. They will want to know about the rules on such things before they embark on it. Just like the fact that the basis in transactions is what for the civility. That is the basis. Whatever this means that what you have been most you should know the rudiments of the business or rudiments guiding, buying and selling this land. So that you will not cheat people and not cheat them. A Muslim should know the rule is guiding this. Today, a lot of people do not consider it. Once you are invited to something that is very important, you just rush into it. Regardless of whether this is haram or is not. And that's why there is no barakah in most of the transactions that a lot of people do today. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like to or does not want this. That we have to be blamed to one another, as the Prophet said, that and the Ya'an bin Khiyar, the buyer and the seller, both of them, they have the right to terminate the transaction that is going on between them. Neither is the father or as long as God is not separated. The Prophet then said that if both of them when he invites them and for some of us, people tell them are good. The commodity that you want to sell to someone who is not paid, you don't hide the difference in the commodity. Make it known to the people that this is rush. This is the commodity has. If you're interested, you want to buy, you don't hide anything. But in 10 years, the one who wants to buy a currency that is going to spend, didn't come with a safe currency. It is not come with a currency that has been formed. So he's playing, both of you are playing to one another. Bull said out of your name, their transaction will have barakah. When he said to our Kadaba, when both of them give the eyes the difference, or the sorry, the force, or the difference in their transaction, wa Kadaba and they like one another, muhikat barakah your name. The barakah in their transaction will not be taken in hand. Now somebody will tell you that, oh, an extra amount of money every month, and you cannot point to something tangible that they have done with it. It's not talking of the barakah of the akhirah, which is what? Which is the most important thing. So we're making money, despite the fact that they're making a lot of money, it will give the act to somebody who is making less than what he's making. It will be asking him to give it to assist him. That's why the fact that he's making a lot of money. So he doesn't allow to count and punish you in this world before the hereafter. And the barakah of the hereafter is what is more important. Over there, what? The barakah of this dunya. The shahid is that this commandment of Rasul, Rabbi Allah Abu, went to the Messenger of Allah to make a inquiry about this, to ask about this. It is not that we go into somebody and suggest it to him, let's go together to that church and we can also get some things. So this man that suggested to him, because that was this was the suggestion was okay. And that's my brother to ask this question. If I'm given something, I'm in charge of something, can I also transfer this to another person? If someone, the contract has been given to me, can I give that contract to another person? So the answer is, if the person that has given that contract to him wants me specifically to do it, there is no permission. But if what we designated is that what that thing should get done, then I can give you somebody that I know is what to pay to pay. But if he says the one that he wants to give is somebody who is not qualified to do the job, how is it going? So this is the benefit from this. Now there is a hadith that we have read before, and that is the hadith of Balila. The hadith of Balila, the Greek slave girl of Aisha radiallahu anha, the lady that wanted to free herself from her master, and he said she would pay 9 rupees. So she would pay, in every year she would pay 1 rupee. That means she would live with them for 9 years before she can watch. Become free. So she was trying to achieve if she could get somebody that would assist her in seeing her. So I was on the line and then accepted that. Okay, I'll pay 9 rupees. But the master was suggesting that when you free yourself, if you die, the wallah belongs to us. That means if you die, and when she becomes a free person, that means she'll be owning her own much property. Whatever a slave holds belongs to the master. So but if a slave becomes free, whatever he owns becomes his or ours. So let's assume that if this slave dies and there is no one to inherit him or her, who inherits her next? So this is the issue. So the master is saying, will be the one who inherit you. I just said, what type of thing is this? So if I'm paying, I will be the one that goes to inherit her in the absence of the inheritor, that is, those who can inherit her. In the absence of those people, we want to inherit. So when you can't go to know about this, the Prophet of Allah told Aisha, don't worry, accept what they are saying. So she accepted, and the Prophet of Allah sent the paper. And said, Nafal Abuan, Lekel Kul Shurukan, Lekel Kitabia. What would be put stipulating conditions that are not in support by, that are not supported by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Manishkara Fasharukan, Lekel Kitabia, Fahuwa Batil. Whoever stipulates a condition that is not supported by the will of Allah, the condition is part of it. We have much of the condition of the. That means the transaction behind Aisha radiallahu anha, the transaction was what? Valid. But the stipulation, the condition stipulated was what? Invalid. Whether we can have a session. Who these conditions were honored? As long as they are not supported by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those conditions are not unvalid. So with this, the program rectified, corrected the situation. So Barira became the place that is good place, and she was under a man called Louis. So she was under a slave. She was under a man called Louis, who was also a slave. When she was a slave, if she had a baby, the baby and her belong to the master. Obviously, if the slave now has the baby, the previous slave has the baby, both her and yours and the baby belong to the master. Now she has become free and the man, the slave was a slave. The man became a slave. So the man now gave her the choice. You want to remain on that slave, or you want to take your decision. that the lady decided that, oh, no, I'm no more interested in this relationship. And the Prophet of Allah, Abraham, the British, most of them. But it became a true slave. Now, she's now on her own. And for me, it's a thing for that. Because this woman cannot welcome and cannot return being she has a Christian mother, is clean. And the woman started crying on the streets of Medina. The essence that the only dependence of Allah that we should appeal to Maria. And Maria wrote Allah and her, the only of Allah, he did the command. Are you commanding me to go back as a religious matter, or is just a kind of intercession? Just an intercession. The lady said, I'm not interested. And this man continued to cry in the streets of Medina. So the essence that his beards were full of tears. And that's why the Prophet said to an Abbas, as he called it, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, Allah Ta'ala means Shubhi Murid in Barira. I am also surprised at the love that Murid had for Barira and his patrons, and Barira had for Murid. So the shy here is that Barira, the owner of all these stories that have said, once said, when she was in the house of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was given a meat, a soda pot. That's where we are going. She was given the meat of Sadaqa. And the Prophet Allah came, and Aisha radiallahu anha presented to the Prophet bread and water and soup, which was in the house before. So they transformed the pot from fire, which means that what about that meat? They said the meat was given as Sadaqa to Barira. And the Prophet of Allah said, "Qad balaghat mahinaha." The meat has gotten to the stage. Barira has taken it as well, and she has given it to the house a lot, a gift. He said, "What? Iya la asodaka wa la nahinaha." That means he got gift to Barira, asodaka to Barira, and gift to us. And he was trying to be what? To the meat. So, what do you have that was? I know the line also came from the meat. That was not mentioned in the hadith. So the wife of the Prophet of Allah also included. Likewise, Barira that also was given the meat as Sadaqa for the land that was, it was not affect Barira. You get it. You know, the Prophet of Allah told Abu Rabi there that was Mother God. Now, is that not applicable to Barira? Why did Barira? Why did she eat from the meat? Or why was she given the sadaqa? Why did she take the sadaqa? Obviously. So that's the question. So some people from Jesus said, oh, this is not applicable to the wives of the Prophet of Allah, that means they are not included. But no, this is not correct. Yes. With the verse of the Quran, in the name of Allah, in the name of Allah, in the name of Allah, with this verse of the Quran, the wives of the Muslim, they are included in this. In fact, they are four times. It was in the family of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there's no thing that Sister Aisha ate from this. Then, why Barira? It's clear that what Barira ate from this, that is, who eat sadaqa. So, some may say that this was before the prohibition. Some people have said, no, they are not included. Originally, it is the Prophet of Allah that I watch that is forbidden from that. Then is in part. So the wife, ordinarily, they are not going to be gotten married to the Prophet of Allah. They will not be included in his works. If I had the main words as the daughter of Abu Bakr, she could then promote Zakah. But because of our connection with Prophet Muhammad, Allah, that's why she could not speak anymore. So are we going to extend that knowledge that is also connected to Aisha?
No.
So no. So if you limit it to Aisha, Rabbi Allah, who is connected, not that everywhere that is connected to to Aisha. So then the same way like the person that is connected to Aisha. And that's why the case of Mahira is not here. But the case of Abu Rab is connected to the Prophet of Allah. Just as Aisha is connected to the Prophet of Allah. So Mahira is not connected to the Sultan Radha, she's connected to Aisha. So this is the way we have people and most scholars that will consider this a hadith. So inshallah we will stop here, take the remaining hadith subsequently, and that will be the hadith on Kitab Zakat. Though we have left behind the that of Zakat is written, not forgotten. So inshallah we go back and do that. So I will also implore for those of us who do not have a strong ability to argue, let us try to get the way that we not understand. And we ask, it is good that you get to know this thing, because it is good that you know it. Not just in this translation, we know it. We have translated the Arabic words one after the other. So the ones that you do not know, try to ask so that you can also benefit from the Arabic text rather than relying on the English word. Okay. So, inshallah, I'm not willing to take just take more than two questions, but I have the lecture something.
Now,
to
the people that are family can you print another version? If I not print another, what is the value of the original for this one? And secondly, to become more, all the rest of the people not that are, that don't really need something to come there and gather and cover them and create a cooking. So you are doing all that thing for a particular amount before they are done, nobody is helping you, and then you're trying to create a cooking. So the new, will you get the reward for that? So finally, a lot of people have a cooking food. So let's have you enter the month, and then, you know, sorry, you delete your own, because you must put a score. And then, when you enter that month, that cooking food, you can figure out, you make them on the last tracker. Are you going that solar from the reward of the month, or you just put your own money?
Well, alhamdulillah, salam alaikum. For the last question, so it is better you don't join them. It's better you don't join them. Two of the scholars are the opinion on that. You can join it with them while you are, while the time approach our study. So you can join them. So it's better not to join them. Because the salah that they are paying is bad enough for the belief. They will consider it to watch to the right. So if they do not have any knowledge that will engage what we are doing, Allah from that watch for affecting from them. But if they have the knowledge and they receive that it's the way they are going to do it, then that thing will allow the bargain. So those who are saying can join them, so that they are looking at it from the angle that the law of the person that is paying is considered by that person to watch to the value. So if you join them, so it does not affect your own solar. Just like it is permitted for you to create behind any person whose solar is valid for you. For example, obviously, say for instance somebody that this person is prepared for himself and he believes himself in solar, his solar is said to be valid. But he has done some things that was already you there, your own solar will not be valid. Can you make the end of the person? This scholar is agreed. But the more correct opinion is that well, as long as the scholar is valid for itself, the scholar should be valid for those who are praying the idea of Allah. Then the second question on
the most
yes, you will get the reward because he has done the necessary things. So it's not on him that people do not come out to join him. You get the reward of Allah. Then the leader of the praying please rush. So if it is established that somebody works his life to change us and the person is a Muslim and the cops is not a person, so there is nothing wrong with doing free salam life on such a person according to the not correct opinion of God of Allah.
Now, can we name a child Abdul Muttalib?
Now, naming a child Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib. We said there is another companion related to Abdul Muttalib apart from the grandfather of the Prophet Muhammad who was called Abdul Muttalib. He said Al-Muttalib is one of the sons of the Ashim Manah. Huh? Like that? Al-Muttalib is one of the sons of the Ashim Manah. So, and why Ashim is also one of the sons of Ashim Manah? So Abdul Muttalib was given Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib was the son of Hashim. His name is Sheba. But because people wanted to kill him, he was presented, and people did not want to kill him. They loved Abdul Muttalib. So he was presented as if he was a slave of Abdul Muttalib. So they called him Abdul Al Muttalib. Abdul Al Muttalib. So what his name is Sheba. So not many a child after the following is permissible. Scholars decided to say, you know, the doctor said, no, you cannot name, you cannot affect somebody to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from somebody after to Abdul. Not Abdul and Nabi, as some people would say, Abdul Nabi. Or the some people would name themselves like that, Abdul Nabi, Abdul Rasul, Abdul so and so. Many things that is other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not say the person is the Abdu of that person, that he is taking it through the name of that person. This is not permissible. What about Abdu al-Muttalib? Is it permissible? It is not happening. Rasulullah ta'ala said it is an exception. Because what it would be wrong, the person would have not corrected it. Since it is not corrected, that is what he approved it. But some scholars were of the opinion that no, the name of that man, that companion, wasn't Abdul Muttalib, that the name is Al Muttalib. That the name was Al Muttalib. They were a mistake from some of the reporters. They wanted to say Al Muttalib and they called it Abdul Muttalib. So, Allahu A'lam, this is the important message on the Quran. So there are different readings that one that may be towards somebody's death. What most work is, but the most important thing that the person is dead, when somebody is dead, it's about you to report your very time to the Abbas and go to work. Whoever does not die with a sword, he will die with another sword. The most important thing was, if there is established, there is not like some time to take a lot of time. Inshallah, I'm sorry, but I have a 25, I'm supposed to get here around 10. But I included like a moment to you and the factor to you. I'm very sorry. Concerning the program that you are invited to next week, inshallah, that we have to learn because of the program. So, as I said,